Calling all gymnasts. Ready to take your game to the next level? Meet your secret weapon. Full out collegiate recruiting. We get it. The journey from club gymnastics to collegiate athlete can feel like a maze. But fear not. With Full Out, you'll get the education and guidance you need to navigate the recruiting process like a pro. Here's the game plan. We'll craft a personalized recruiting plan tailored just for you. Think of it as your roadmap to success, designed to showcase your talents and catch the eye of collegiate programs. But wait, there's more. You won't go it alone. Picture having a seasoned mentor by your side, guiding you through every twist and turn of the journey. That's what Full Out brings to the table, a dedicated mentor who's been there, done that, and is ready to help you achieve your dreams. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Join the ranks of successful student athletes who have trusted Full Out Collegiate Recruiting to turn their dreams into reality. Visit our website today at www.fulloutrecruit.com. That's www.fulloutrecruit.com to learn more and take the first step towards your future in collegiate sports. Mention Region 5 College Salute Podcast during your free consultation and get a $50 credit when you sign on.
Oh, you, stop sticking salute. Now, where'd you get that beam routine with the flip-flops in it? Where'd you get that matching floor with the dance so pretty? Who them girls you be with when you be tumbling through? Tell me who's your bar coach and how you swing so good? You're a superstar, girl. Why you still in that spot? What in the world, oh you? What in the world, oh you? Scoring 198s like you got nothing to do. KJ, where you get that champ ring? It don't come out till next year. Where the did you get it? 198s each week. How the hell do you do it? You must have targets on your back and recruits to the ceiling. All those Leos custom made, custom paid, or just custom fitted. The champ's yours. We're just here to watch you get it. Let's get this pod going so we can talk about it.
Last week of the regular season, and we now learn why beam is so challenging. Is a front full a requirement to be recruited at Penn? It's late in the season, so if you are tired during your pack, just take a seat. SEC is happy it's not 2025. Smith might be a common last name, but this one is not mediocre. Oh, three weren't mediocre this week. They were perfect. Well, maybe not all of them. And you can get a perfect 995 on vault. Can we have a perfect 9975 on the other events? Welcome back to the only podcast with a gymnastics-inspired rep every week, the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, and of course I'm Jason, and we are on the doorstep of postseason. But in week 11, we had the pleasure of feasting our eyes on gymnasts we have not seen as well as some we know all too well, even if they made mistakes for the first time in 2024 and still set a program record. Boomer. But before we find out who absolutely loves Kim's word, a free way to support our show is by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show or what you'd like to see improved. The review helps others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. We continue to show our love for our Region 5 alums throughout their college careers, so please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. Well, we're going to start off with, of course, our Fab Five-ish. And Kim, absolutely is a popular word in commentary, apparently.
Yeah, it is. But it's my word, Allie Raceman. It's my word. That girl. She stole my word. Jason, she stole my word.
Yes. Allie Raceman likes the word absolutely, as Kim likes the word absolutely.
I absolutely do.
Yes. It's kind of cool that Allie in her first year gets to do the SEC championships.
Gets to do the NCAA championships.
Oh, NCAAs too. And Miss Kathy Johnson Clark gets to do ACCs. Or not ACCs. Is it ACCs or is it Big 12s? I don't remember which one. I'm like, there you
I
go.
I want to know. Awesome. Us on the Gymternet, because I've been on the Gymternet, we have discussed where's Olivia Karras? Why can't she do NCAA? Did you see Anastasia Webb is on the NCAAs though?
Interesting. No idea.
Yeah, if you read, she's listed to do NCAAs also. On part of, you know how they have that like people. But where's Olivia Karras? Like totally here for Anastasia Webb, but has she ever done it before?
Yeah, she did the NCAAs with Bridget and with John.
Anastasia did?
They did that 1 year. Oh, not Anastasia. I thought you meant. Has she even done a
That's
commentary?
What I'm saying.
Did she even commentary at OU? Yeah, I thought you meant Olivia.
Oh, no. Anastasia. Like, I'm here for Anastasia. Anything yeah. Anastasia Webb, I'm here for yes. whatever she's going to do. But I didn't know she's ever done that before. But, like, where's Olivia Karras? Everybody loves Olivia Karras. Like, she's in the Gymternet.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's big in the Big Ten. We'll see
her. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
at the Big Ten Championships. But I don't know. Maybe she, last year she couldn't go. There was a wedding.
I know, but if you're the queen of the Big Ten, why are you not at the NCAAs?
You should be. Exactly. You should be there.
That's what I'm saying.
You should be there. We don't get to see Penn's bars very often. I was very impressed. Pennsylvania, that is. They have some good bars. Some big releases, Tkachevs, Jaegers, some nice dismounts too. They also, in that competition, which I'm jumping a little forward, but they had some very interesting dismounts, which we'll get to in a little bit. Different dismounts that you don't often see. But I was very impressed with Penn's bars. Obviously, Sophia Paris is on Penn's team, and we love Sophia
Paris. She's a fave.
I wish she was still doing her chow, but at least we got one stalled her.
Yes.
You know, we used to get two, but now we have
one. One's better than none.
The hips. Yeah, the hips. You know, yeah. you gotta watch out for the hips when you get older. But anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about Sophia's bars a little bit later as well. But we talked about mediocrity.
We did.
And how, you know, there are some Smiths in this world that aren't very mediocre. Yeah. Oklahoma has one of those.
They do. And Reagan Smith is that Smith. She despises mediocrity. We learned prior to the balance beam mounting, and that she just, you know, she will go in the gym and work and work and work and not take a wobble. And I was just like, dang, Reagan Smith, you're amazing. No wonder. But let me tell you, let's talk about her straddle jump to Corbett first. That is not media.
Isn't a straddle jump half, though?
Whatever it is.
Doesn't she do a half?
I don't care.
Turn? Yeah, she does straddle jump half. But yes,
I don't care what she does. Continue. She does it to a Corbett.
Yes, she does.
She does some sort of straddle jumping to a Corbett.
Yes. And it's so quick too. There's no non-connection with that. It's
no.
It's
and give me a Corbett any day from anyone any day of the week on those sharp ass edge balance beams. Ooh, ow. But oh my gosh, her Corbett is beautiful. It's my favorite skill. Yes.
No, she is. She's amazing. OU will miss her for sure. Everything she does is far from mediocre.
Can she take a 17th year?
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
The peng-peng claws.
Her gymnastics. Her gymnastics.
She's being held together by duct tape, but.
But, you know.
She does balance beam so freaking fast, too. Like, that mount is like, shwa, shwa, shwa.
Well, that's why, yeah, exactly. Everything about their routine. That's like the split jump half to Corbett. There's no way you can ever take a non-connection or even think it's not connected because it's just boop, boop,
boop
and
boop.
Done. It happens. Boop, boop, it's done.
Yep.
Chloe DeJoy, we got to see her this weekend from from Yale.
She is.
And we have a few from Yale. But,
we do.
Bar warm-ups versus meet. Let's just talk about Chloe here. Pike Jaeger, she was on top of the bar with her hands, but on her stomach. First warm-up turn, and then not even near the bar, second warm-up turn. But that girl can not worry about warm-ups because she did the job in the competition. Beautiful Pike Jaeger, right to bail. And then a very nice dismount, a double layout, I believe. Gorgeous routine during the competition, but definitely proves that you certainly don't win warm-ups for meets. If you win the warm-ups, it doesn't mean you're going to win the meet. And she did a great job in the meet. But it was great to see Chloe on bars. Great to see Chloe at all, because we haven't really, like I said, I haven't, you know, we haven't seen her compete in this season, and we got to. And that brings up my next point is next season, Kim, maybe more East Coast meets. Hey, I know I choose the meets.
As I said, you pick the meets, buddy.
But I do have a question. It was called the Rutgers Senior Quad. Are we still waiting for the fourth team to compete? Are they going to compete some point in time before this week starts, next week starts?
Maybe.
It said the senior quad, but there was three teams. So I was like, I don't understand. Did they have a whole lineup of seniors from Rutgers that we just didn't know about, and they competed in their own little rotation?
Maybe that four team was on a bye and
maybe for the whole meet and never came out. But anyway, huh. Yes, so we don't know if they're still competing, not competing, but there was a good try meet, and I enjoyed it, and I think we will select a few more of those meets next year for our lineup, because it was fun to watch. And again, other athletes too. I have a few more that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, just routines that I thought were cool, and like I said, some dismounts that we don't usually see in college gymnastics very often. But we have a mother on from Region 5, apparently. She is the mother of the team.
She is. She is Mama Maddie. Mama Maddie. And let me tell you, Mama Maddie, I was loving Mama Maddie, especially on Beam, when they were yelling, Mama Maddie. They were yelling, go mom and mama and everything. And then during her, before her dismount, they spell out Bama. And then she does this like blow kiss thing. And so they're spelling out B-A-M-A. And she goes like that. And they go, mwah. I thought that was amazing.
That's awesome.
I was like, cool. That is amazing. And the whole time, I started paying attention after, like, Maddie's the mom of the team. They're literally in the background yelling, like, go mom, and yeah, mama, and blah, 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 and go bit, you know, all that stuff. But I enjoyed the B-A-M-A, mwah.
That's cool.
That was fantastic.
Awesome.
But
yeah,
you know what?
I didn't actually notice it.
You gotta go back and listen.
I know. You always find those things. I don't
I
seem to
do.
Catch that part.
I do.
I catch the commentary part, but not the part that ends up being.
You also, you know what? You also watch the tumbling that I don't watch.
I do. That's true.
But you know what? I can see Maddie being Mama Maddie. Like, I totally get it. I've always felt like that is her role. So I totally get it.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Very quick tangent with the kissing, blowing the kiss. Usually you're very good at knowing where people do things in routines and you place yourself to get the picture. I unintentionally was in the position to catch Raylan Garvey this weekend at state meet, blow me a kiss in her choreography to the camera, and then go on and proceed to her leap series. So that part will actually be in our highlight video. But I've already talked to Glenn, and hopefully, cross your fingers, she makes nationals, because she hopefully can blow a kiss into a five and then go into her thing. So, you know.
Genius.
Let's hope. Cross your fingers. We'll see Raylan next year, I'm sure, in several lineups at Western Michigan.
And then let me know what corner that is so I can get a picture of it.
If she keeps it in there, because who knows? She'll have to keep it in there. But oh, you mean at Nationals? Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like next year if she'll blow it.
No, at Nationals so I can get a picture of it. Duh.
Got it. But yes, I thought that was funny and it kind of fit that, you know, that whole thing. So awesome that I was in the right place at the right time and didn't even realize it.
Look at you.
And then Glenn came up to me right after the routine and said, Jason, I need that. And so I sent that to him. So
that'll be a great photo.
Bouncing back into our list here. And with Maddie, it's also Maddie Money. Her front layout, front double full on floor.
So
is
good.
One of the best in the country. There's a couple people who do this. One from Oklahoma, a few from Oklahoma. I think there's two. But no one does it better than Maddie. And she's done this for her entire life. I think she competed this all through high school, or at least mostly through high school. She used to do a half and half out as well, or full out, but absolutely gorgeous front layout, front double full. Beautiful. Awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
I call it Maddie Money. Maddie Money. We got Maddie Money. Mommy, Mama Maddie and Maddie Money all in one time.
Mama Maddie Money.
Maddie Money. Mommy. That's a lot of M's.
Say that three times fast. Mama Maddie Money.
I don't think I can. One of Maddie's teammates has an absolutely gorgeous one arm back handspring layout step out, and that would be Ella Burgess. I know Allie had lots to say about this and says you have to be super strong. super strong to do that. Very, very, you know, you see a lot of backhancing layouts, and I know she mentioned a lot of her, they talked a little about her layout 2 feet and not piking down because someone from Oklahoma, someone has a layout 2 feet on either one of the teams, I can't remember who it is at the moment, and they were talking about that, and then Ella did her one-arm back handspring, goes, so that takes so much strength, that's so cool. And it's one of the one-arm back handsprings that you can actually tell it's a one-arm back handspring. You don't have to look again because her arm is literally not by the beam. Some have it very close. Hers is not. So we'll continue our Alabama streak. And let's flash back to the 88 Olympics. And let's insert current Luisa Blanco. Like, current Luisa Blanco in the 88 Olympics.
Okay.
She'd win.
Oh.
Maybe based on her scores this week, but just the level of preciseness, because that's back in the day when, you know, you didn't have very big gymnastics, not most of the time, but everything was, if it was precise, you scored 9.9s and you needed 9.9s to win. A 9.875 and you finished 10th.
Yeah.
You had to have 9.925, 9.95, 9.95, and you know, that's what you had to score.
Yeah.
So take a Luisa Blanco of current day and flash her back to the 88 Olympics, and how do you think she does?
Amazing.
Top five? Could she beat the Soviets?
Speaking of Olympics, oh my God, Allie Raisman killing me again. So Jamison Sears goes on floor, right? And does her floor routine. And Allie Raisman goes, she reminds me of watching the 92 Olympic team. Girl, you weren't even born yet.
But I'm sure she's watched it.
I know.
Remember, it's on YouTube.
I know.
But the YouTubes.
Come on. Like, let's say, like, reminds me of watching, like, or, like, make, like, say a replay or something. Like, you can't say it reminds me of watching the 92 Olympic team. Like, you didn't watch them. Like, you didn't, like, watch them. So, like, a replay or, like, a video. You didn't watch them.
Well, have you watched the 88 Olympics live? No, you probably did not.
No, and I wouldn't say I did.
I know. I did.
I would never be like, oh, that reminds, but I was born. I was
right.
Two.
You were there in.
I wouldn't be
on,
like, oh,
on Earth.
I wouldn't be like, oh, that reminds me of watching Mary Lou Retton. I didn't watch Mary Lou Retton.
Correct.
But you I thought that was funny. She's like, oh, she reminds me of watching the 92 Olympic team.
Yes.
Girl, you're 29 years old. You did not watch the 92 Olympic team. Maybe in a replay.
Yes,
on a video.
On YouTube.
I said that was funny.
But
Jamison Sears, a little spark plug she is.
Well, she is bouncy. Her double layout's gorgeous. Another
she
gorgeous
is
double layout. Luisa Blanco, how do you think, just be on her real quick, how do you finish up with her? How do you feel she'll do at the Olympics, do you think?
I think she'll do great.
I want her to make the Olympic all-around final and an event final. Balance beam probably would be the closest, I think.
Yeah.
That she could do. But
I'm
looking forward
great.
To seeing her. I'm thinking
me too.
I'm looking forward to seeing her. But again, I think if you insert her in 88 and she kicks butt. Current Luisa Blanco. Current. OU continues to set records, as always. It seems like week in, week out.
Yeah, they do. They're
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
Just, that
Senior
meet was
night.
That meet was like maroon madness, though. Did we have to both wear the same color leotard?
It seems like we've been doing that lately. Lots of teams wear the same Leos, or same Leos, the same color Leos. So it's like confusing sometimes.
Oh, it is a little bit.
What team are we watching? 198.775. That's just ridiculously huge.
That is slightly ridiculous. Like, yes. Who does that?
This is why Alabama is for sure glad that OU does not come to the SEC this season. They wait for one more year, one more season. But guess what? 1 year from now, good luck. Good luck. Faith Torres versus Anastasia Webb. I mean, Jordan Bowers.
Right.
On floor. Jordan Bowers, she moved her foot. I'm sorry, that's not a 10. She moved her foot. Watch it again.
Did she get a 10?
Yes, she did.
After like a real 10?
Faith, a real 10. After Faith went 9.975 and it was perfect.
She got a real 10?
She got a real 10.
10.0.
Yep, no, 9.975 at 10.0. And she moved her foot.
Wow, I did not think she got a 10. Like a real 10? Like all the judges?
A real 10. Like 10.0 both wow. two judges.
I was not paying. I clearly did not pay attention to the score because I did not think she got a 10.
No. You know.
Huh.
Faith is about tumbling and, you know, obviously KJ has done a great job to fit a routine to fit her. That
yeah.
is good. And obviously Jordan Bowers is all about the dramatic and the very presentation. But the tumbling wise, she moved her foot and Faith did not.
KJ did say that Faith is one of the most improved athletes on the team.
I would have to, the thing is, I don't know. I understand. Don't know how you put improved, only from the fact that she's maybe doing all around versus last year and consistent with it, except for her beautiful pec salto or her pec salto to seat drop this week.
Oh, that's new. It was gorgeous. I was like, that girl back to seat drop.
Yes, she was tired. Like I said in the opening, she was tired. She was a little tired. She needed a rest. Yeah, so if you need a rest in week 11, just take a rest.
Just have a seat on the floor.
Just have a seat
right there on the floor.
Exactly. But no, I feel Faith's routine overall was better than Jordan's because of the fact that she lifts her foot. She does lift her foot on an old pike.
Interesting. So I did not think she got a 10.
Yeah. So 9.975 for both. And that's where I kind of say, can we have a perfect 9.975? Because it seems like everyone gets 9.975s. Audra Davis, always 9.975 on bars. Always. So that's, can we just have a perfect 9.975?
We can, I guess.
Cool. Callie Newman from Rutgers, very nice Hindorf, very, very nice Hindorf. But then she proceeds to do a swing half turn, like a level 4 dismount, and then goes kip cast pirouette, immediate double tuck. I have never seen that in college gymnastics ever. I've seen it in club occasionally. It's not worth it because you get deducted on that swing half turn by like a billion, and then it's only worth 1/10, so it's really not worth doing. But I've never seen it in college. So swing forward like you're dismounting.
Yep.
Level four, half turn.
Hindorf. And out of the Hindorf?
No. She does her bail or pack or whatever.
Oh, I was like, wait
a minute. Totally separate. Very nice Hindorf.
Okay.
But then later on in the routine, she does a swing half turn below the level four thing. So I don't know what the deduction in college is that for that. Kip pirouette, double tuck. Never seen that.
But where does this swing half turn come in?
Right at the end, like she does, to squat on. Let's say she
like jump to the high bar.
Jump to the high bar, swing half turn in the front, like a level 4 dismount. Kip cast pirouette, and now double tuck dismount.
Kip cast like a half pirouette.
Half pirouette, double tuck dismount. Yes, so it's a 1/10 bonus in level 10. I'm pretty sure it's the same in elite, in college, but I feel it's just not.
I don't know because you know what, the rules in college are different than club.
Yes, well they are. You don't judge in college.
No, just like the vault table is different in college than the dev program.
Yes, exactly. But maybe there'll be a college code soon, NCAA code. But anyway, I just thought that was very interesting. I've never seen that I don't see it very often. I've seen it in club a couple times, but like I said, it's not worth it. But I don't think I've ever seen that in college. And it surprised me. It like made me jump a little bit. So, Kim, do you know what the toughest aspect of beam is?
It's high off the ground.
And it's skinny.
It's skinny.
Yes, apparently it's on a
diet. I've heard that, actually.
Yeah, skinny. So that's the toughest aspect of the beam.
It's, that's the toughest aspect, is it skinny?
It's skinny.
So. Now, did they just say, now is it just skinny? Like, are there inches involved in this, centimeters? No, just skinny.
They said the main thing is it's skinny. And then they said it's easy to fall off because, especially if you're coming from events like vault, although you don't come to beam after vaults, but okay, you got bars in between there. You're explosive and you're ready and you have to settle yourself down, which is true, but you don't come there from vault. So, but yeah, it's skinny. So that's the toughest aspect of
that. Is such a technical term. Skinny.
Yes. Skinny. It's awesome.
It should have a sandwich.
Yes. I mentioned that Penn has a lot of front fulls. I love this combination. I have a kid who works it at the gym.
I don't.
They have like three front fulls. So I'm wondering if it's on their requirement. Check off. Front full, Penn accepted. So I may have to ask the coaches at Nationals, Penn coaches.
That's like EMU, you have to jump over the low bar.
Correct. So jump over the low bar, front full, and Penn. You know, it works. The one thing I have to say at this meet, I've never seen the variety of bar twisting dismounts that we saw. We saw a Rudy, a front 1.5. Mm-hmm. We saw a back 1.5. And we saw a blind full to double full, which we have not seen in a while. And that was awesome. I felt that very, very excited. Blind full, like giant full.
I'm just dizzy.
Double twist.
I'm just getting dizzy. Twist.
Yes.
It's a lot of twisting.
Too much spinning. Much spinning. Very much spinning. Lots of spinning there.
Can you imagine? Do those all go in order in the lineup? Are they all on the same team? Do they all go in order in the lineup?
I can't remember. I don't remember if they're all on the same team, and I don't think they were, but it's the dismounts that I saw.
Can you imagine? Those poor judges were probably dizzy.
Probably were. Yes. But I thought it was cool that you see different dismounts.
I love different dismounts. Give me different things any day of the week.
Especially the twisting ones, because we don't get to see those very often.
No, we don't.
The Illinois commentator has definitely done his homework since the last time we heard him commentate.
Oh, good.
He did. Kim, you would be very proud. I don't know if you really listened, but he did know things. He was very on top of his knowledge of what to do and what they're doing. They did have a memory of a goldfish again that came up again in this broadcast. God. And this is the commentator that mentioned the memory of the goldfish. And the one thing, though, there is no playing time. Some athletes don't get playing time. So,
well, you know what?
We had to get a football or a ball, reference in there somewhere. But I was very impressed with his commentary in terms of knowing what things were, and even skills that are kind of out there that maybe some people don't know what they are. He actually seemed like he actually had done some studying, or had maybe even been in the gym,
good for
watching
him.
And listening. So I was very happy with that.
Good for him. I'm very proud of him.
Yes, yes, he did a good job.
Good for him.
Yes.
Snaps for you.
Mia Towns debuted a Yurchenko 1.5 on senior night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I did see that. I did see that.
Yes.
Good for. Yes. It's good.
Will we see that at Big Tens next week? Or we will see a full?
I don't know.
You never know. Will she be last? And then, let her do it, which I think she does go last anyway. So we'll have to see.
I think so. We'll find out.
We'll have to see. Yes.
Very exciting.
We had three tens, as I mentioned, but two are on floor. Actually, all three were on floor. No, they're only because Jordan's was on floor. So all three were on floor. Gabby Wilson, another 10, senior night, Denver, Michigan. Okay, so what's that, four now? Four? I think we're on that, right?
I think so.
Three, and now four?
Yeah, I think we're on
so
four.
So four this year. Jocelyn Moore from Missouri, gorgeous floor team. Not a 10 on there. Double layout.
I talked to Kim Riley at our state meet, and she didn't mention it. We talked about the Michigan meet, but she didn't. I don't think she mentioned that Gabby had a 10 on Florida meet.
Well, she did. I saw it in the rankings, but then I also saw the social video from Michigan saying it again. So, but yes, Jocelyn Moore also got a 10. It was the double layout for me. The double layout was absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful. So three tens this week. So that's pretty cool. Hannah Horton from Missouri, a nice full in, kicked out of her double back last pass, kicked out from Missouri. And then, she does a knee drop head spring in her choreography. She goes from feet, knee drop, head spring to a seat. Really cool. Never seen that.
Knee drop.
Like she's on trampoline. Immediate head spring to like a 1 foot out, like a Valdez position to start.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Hannah Horton. Very nice full in, though. Very nice full in. Missouri is very good on floor. They are very good on floor.
Yeah, they are.
The one thing Kim is very good at is seeing and noticing all the pre and post stuff. Simo, can you talk about their little...
Well, yes, I can. I can talk about them. Yes, okay.
I'm sure
so
you can.
I can. I don't remember who it was because that four box thing kills me sometimes. And because I need names. I need names, people, up on the screens. But whoever went last from SEMO on beam. So she's standing there and it was in the top box. And then it was also in the bottom box from a different angle because, there's this four box thing. So you get the angle from behind her shoulder and in front of her, and her teammate comes out, walks out to her, and they look at each other and they do this kind of little dancey thing before her beam routine. I thought it was hilarious. I watched it 7 times and then showed it to my kids at the gym. It was just wonderful. I just thought it was great. It was just a fun little thing. I'd never seen it before. It was just great. I just got a giggle out of it. That's just what
basically
it was.
Kim was basically doing the motions of a cowgirl with the cow with the rope over her head.
Well, that's
around.
Kind of what it was. It was more. Yeah, it's kind
a
of what it was.
Hat?
No, but it was kind of like TikTok-y, but it was kind of like. I don't know. I videoed it.
Doesn't Polly Madison Green go last? No, am I wrong?
It definitely was not her.
Okay. I thought she went last on
beam. It could have very well been an exhibition
floor.
Well, it could have very well been an exhibition athlete. I don't know, but it was whoever was last on balance beam.
Got it. Okay. I could be wrong too where she goes. I know she competes beam, but I don't know where she was at.
Yeah, it was whoever was very, very last on beam. So it could have been the last in the lineup. It could have been an exhibition. I don't know.
Got it.
So, yes.
Cool. This made me laugh because these pictures are hysterical on this Mount Rushmore of coaches.
The Mount Rushmore of coaches. I took a picture of it because I thought it was just too funny. I'm like, that is hilarious. That has like, and it's all women and one man, which I think is amazing as well. With Susan and then Greg and Valerie and Sarah and KJ.
Well, it's not Susan, it's Suzanne, but.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. Suzanne. With a Z. I'm sorry. Yes. But I just thought it was fantastic. And I like how they all have red except for Valerie in the middle there with her blue.
But yes, Mount Rushmore of coaches is kind of a funny thing there.
Did you notice when you watch Kat Levasseur's bar routine, she wraps her thumbs completely around the bar when she swings?
I did not notice that, no.
It's very weird. She has like giant hands. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of AG, but she has like giant hands.
She has giant gymnastics is what she has.
She does. She reminds me of AG though. AG. But she has giant hands. She wraps fully around the bar. It's very weird. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
Yep. D3 athlete of the week. Last week was the conference championships. They have two conferences for D3. And so they didn't have competition this week. So we do have no D3 competition or no D3 athlete of the week this week. But we will review some of the conference championships, champions from Region 5 alums next week on our championship podcast. So we will make mention to some of those. And then, of course, they will have their D3 Nationals coming up. And we will have that Athlete of the Week as well as Alumni Monday will be focused on that D3 Nationals as we do every year. Podcast socials, of course, the R5 College Salute podcast on Instagram, _podcast, that is. That's where our podcast is posted, pictures, videos. I know Kim has some galleries that she's still working on to put up to come see or check out. Those will be soon. And some of the pictures, I've seen some of them are awesome. So hopefully she will get that up at some point in time. The Region 5 College Salute on YouTube. That's where our podcast goes now, as I've mentioned many times in the last few weeks. Weekly routines that we use for Alumni Monday, as well as any extra content that we may feel that we want to post. Check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to that. And then, of course, Alumni Monday, posted on our website with highlights of around 10 routines. It usually is on Tuesday. This week will be Wednesday. It just depends on when I get the videos, people. That's what I go by. I don't like to take them off screenshots. I like to get the videos. So, but this week we have a boatload of routines to check out. Some 9-9s. Macy from Penn State, her bar routine. Got to compete in the lineup. So happy about that. That's awesome. It'll be on there. Get to see Sarah Cooper from William & Mary. We haven't had a William & Mary post, I don't believe, this year. Sarah went 9.85 on bars. Very good on bars. Nice Jaeger on bars. She's always been good on bars. Or Ginger. Sorry, she is Ginger. Very, very nice. You can see that. And some others. Samantha Shannon, Jersey, 9.95, I believe it was, on balance beam this weekend. So, you know, she's killing it. It was a 9.9, I know that, but I don't remember the exact score at the moment. I didn't write it down. Awesome to see. So check out Alumni Monday on Wednesday this week. Our YouTube channel, subscribe, as well as our College Salute _podcast on Instagram. All right, Kim. You were very selective this week.
Well, listen.
On your jive.
I was, so. Because I was busy, okay? And I was at state meets, and I was watching gymnastics, and I was coaching my own kids, and I was watching level 10s, and I was watching babies and pre-team. So I was busy, okay? So from what I did garner from the weekend of the meets that we did watch, Jamison Sears is a spark plug full of energy, energy, energy. Her routine does not stop. She just, I don't even understand how she has this energy. And if I, can we bottle it? Can we sell it? She is just like, bing, 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 bing. Like, bullets off of Buick, because she is just all over the freaking place. Beautiful routine. I just wish I had her energy levels. There is tumbling. Don't know what it is.
Double layout.
Front, so it's great.
Front through to double back that might have not come down yet. It's pretty big.
And she's only like this big. So she's probably still up there somewhere in, you know,
the OU's arena, wherever that is, Norman's arena is.
Yep, somewhere on the campus of OU in the OU-ish sphere, in the Sooner land. But oh my god, and her personality is as big as her tumbling because, whew, girl.
Did you like that comment that they said that she ran a pep rally?
She did. Yeah, I remember. I saw it on social media. Girl hosted a freaking pep rally as a freshman. Talk about A, confidence, and B, big personality, because you are 4'3" and hosting a pep rally.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope they put you on a stage because people will be like, binoculars.
Or in one of those crane things.
Or crane thing.
Cherry picker, on a cherry picker. But oh my God.
They probably wouldn't need any mics to hear her, probably, but to see her, maybe.
She is fantastic. I cannot wait for 3 more years of that personality. I'm here for it all. Luisa Blanco, you are the most fiery, sassy, spicy person of my life. Your floor routine, oh girl. Oh girl, yes. And the part in the corner with her teammates, and she's like, and they're like, like that. Mm-hmm. Here for it. I love her. I cannot wait to see her in the Olympics. And the eyes she brings, yes.
Yeah, she's going to have to, if she keeps this routine for the Olympic Games, she's going to have to, like, get her group to do, like, kind of that on the podium so she can do it. Because it won't make sense if she does.
She's going to have to get somebody, anybody. I don't care. Just be like, bring them all together. Be like, listen, people, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go, and you guys go, and you're, can you imagine just like all the people in her like mixed group rotation be like, okay, come here. Here's what we're doing.
And you know we're going to be watching for it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same routine we're going to be watching for.
Absolutely.
Did she do
or
it?
Luisa, I'll just, you know, I will come as part of your delegation. It's fine.
I'll just text Ashley and just say, hey, Ash, if you're going to, I don't know what routine she plans on doing at the Olympic Games, whatever that may be. If it is this one, make sure that they have people to not go.
Yes.
It just has to.
Yes. Just get some children off the street. I don't care. Anybody. In the stands. Y'all up there in the stands.
The Paris kids.
Yes. Y'all up there in the stands. Here's what's going to happen at this part. I'm going to go like this and you go like this.
Exactly. You can just do that in the crowd.
It'll be great. Exactly. Absolutely. If you're going to sit in this row, here's what's happening. Anastasia Webb was amazing on floor. I mean, Jordan Bowers. But she was amazing. Not she was a perfect 9.75 or whatever.
She was a perfect
9.975.
Even though she was a 10.
Nope, 9.975, that foot. However, her routine I felt was very short. It was very short.
I'm thinking about that. I agree. I agree with that.
It was very short. Like
it was just, yeah.
Like she does a two-pass routine, yeah, but like it was overly short. I know, but this was like... overly short, like shorter than a normal two-pass routine should be. Because it was like started and then it was done. And I was like, that was like 35 seconds worth of routine. But still.
Maybe you were just so involved with the routine that it went by so fast that you're like,
maybe
that was too fast.
Maybe. Just I was so enthralled.
Yes,
I was just so wrapped into the routine. I was just like, Anastasia Webb, Jordan Bowers, you are amazing, girl. However, she does use an excessive amount of tape on her arms for bars. Did you notice that? But her floor routine, oh my God, I just love her. She's freaking tall, too. Did you know that? She's like 5'6". I did not know she was that tall. Anyways, but I just love her routine. She just moves in a way that I just don't understand. She is like the Diet Coke version of Anastasia Webb, and I just am here for it.
The Diet Coke version.
Well, yeah, like Anastasia Webb is Coke. She's like the Diet Coke.
Yes, I get it.
Good, thanks. But
she has less calories.
Well, yeah, because she can't be the full Anastasia Webb.
True. Is that
thus her floor routine is shorter. But I do enjoy her routine. I just felt it was very short. I don't know if I just like blacked out in the moment of like, you know, watching her amazingness. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the routine was fantastic. And I was here for it. Emily Mueller of Arizona. Okay, there's way too many people with the last name Mueller because I get
there
so much. There's too many of you. But she has a Chicago-themed floor routine. Oh, my God. Give me a Chicago-themed floor routine any day of the week, and I am happy as a clam. I love Chicago.
Yeah, it's a good musical. It is.
It's a great musical. I've done 5 dances to it. I taught my kids at the gym all that jazz. I have even taught the class at the school at the SBSU University. I made the boys do all that jazz. It was highly entertaining. Give me Chicago themed floor routines any day. And she did a great job at it. Don't know what she tumbled because I don't care. But amazing dance. Great performance. Used every part of her body, every part of her floor. She just sassafrased her way right through that floor choreography. And I was there for it. I absolutely loved it. So if you have not seen Emily Mueller's floor routine, go watch it because it is great. It's great. Love it.
Well, I'm sure that we're going to have a very long list as Kim will be live from East Lansing this weekend at Big Ten's. Two sessions, lots and lots of floor routines yes. to watch. I'm sure so it will excited. Be a long one. Plus, you know, who knows? She may get the opportunity to watch some of the other conferences' routines as well. So
maybe
we shall see. All right. Region 5 University, presented by the College Salute Fan Zone.
The College Salute Fan Zone is your one-stop online shop for everything college gymnastics, from hoodies to crews to tees to tumblers and more. Check out dancenasticsdesigns.squarespace.com to shop all of your favorite college teams and support your favorite Region 5 alums all season long.
So this week, Alabama at OU, Missouri, Arizona, SEMO at Illinois, and Penn, Yale at Rutgers, as we have mentioned. We'll start off on vault. Leading the way on vault would be Miss Hannah Scheibele. Very, very nice 9.875 vault. It's big. They talked about this on the broadcast of how this vault's more popular. You know, people are starting to do this vault more. She did have a small hop back, but very, very nice vault. I know she did.
She didn't have a hop. She didn't take a hop. She took a step.
Was a step. Okay.
It was a step.
She took a something back. There you go.
A something. It was a step. It was a little step back with her.
A little step back. She got a step. Beautiful handspring front by calf, and I anticipate seeing a lot more of Hannah, obviously, in 2025. Kennedy Griffin. 9.85 on vault. Beautiful Yurchenko full. First time I've seen her on vault this year. Yeah. I know it's not the first time she's competed, but it's the first time I've seen her. And nice Yurchenko full. You know, I know she does 1.5s. She did them at Level 10 Nationals last year. She did one. So I anticipate that in 2025 as well. Faith, she had some landing and or, you know, issues on her first two events. She did take a step back. So under-rotated her Yurchenko 1.5. So 9.8, she actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was thrown out this weekend on vault. Her bar certainly was as well, but 9.8 for her Yurchenko 1.5. Ainsley Griever, we've had Ainsley on the Alumni Monday, if I'm not mistaken, twice for her vault. We got to see it here. Nice, very nice Yurchenko full right down the middle. It was really nice. 9.8 on vault for her. Awesome to see her competing. Looking forward to seeing some more from her as well in the future. And then Polly Madison Green, another very nice Yurchenko full. It wasn't very big, but it was a nice Yurchenko full for a 9.775. I believe this is Polly's first time on our lineup. Not the first time we've talked about her, but I think it might be the first time in the lineup. I don't know. Maybe not. Was she when we saw SEMO? When did we see SEMO last?
Last time because we talked about how it's Madison Green, but it's Polly. She didn't. I think she made it on. I think it was on
floor.
Beam,
she's always on a beam or floor because she's always on floor.
I know, but I think might have been beam on the lineup.
Okay, got it. Okay, so 9.775 for her. Like I said, nice full, a little bit low, but nice full. 49.1 on vault for us this week. On bars, perfection of Shania Adams. So the perfection of purse is 9.925 as well. I guess not 9.975, but 9.925, also perfection. So gorgeous, like beautiful lines, absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And her feet stay together. We've talked about this. Her feet now stay together on Maloney's. Everything is tight. It's beautiful. And her handstand shape, so nice. So beautiful. Avery Balzer, very, very nice bar routine. She does hop a little bit on her double layout, or she would have been in the mix of a 9.925 or so. Nice Jaeger. Very nice. She actually did floor as well as an exhibition for her senior night meet. She has competed floor. I'm not sure why she isn't in floor, because her tumbling and her dance, I mean, her routine is pretty nice. But bar, she's always...
She did floor last year.
Yeah, she did. She just isn't this year. I don't know if they have a freshman or somebody has stepped up. I don't know. I don't know much about the Rutgers team since Avery is our only athlete currently at Rutgers. But 9.85 for a very nice bar routine, very nice Jaeger. We've talked about the bar work of Penn, Pennsylvania, and one of those, of course, is Sophia Paris from JPAC originally. 9.85, we said that she's, you know, doing her stallers again. She took them out because of a hip injury at the end of her club career and couldn't do them, but is back doing at least a staller double back, and as we know, the staller is a D in college, so that gives her the DC combination on her dismount, but beautiful Maloney as well. She has Maloney Bale. Very, very nice. And I've always liked watching Sophia do bars. She swings bars very nicely. We talked about Chloe DeJoy. Again, another one that, you know, doesn't worry about warm-ups, hits it in the meat. 9.825, very, very nice routine. She also did floor for Penn or for Yale as well. And a nice floor routine, good tumbling, hit the routine very nicely, but very nice bars this week. And then Maddie, 9.825. Maddie, I thought that you switched to double layout so that you could stick the landing, and you took a hop. Isn't that the point of the double layout? Yes. Isn't that the point of the double layout?
Mm.
Because, you know, you do a layout full out, and you took a hop. So if you're going to hop, show me the double layout, or the layout full out. But anyway. I'm sure she'll get that landing at SECs next weekend or this coming weekend. And very nice, 9.825. I love her Jaeger. Her Jaeger's huge.
Yeah, it is.
The athlete that everyone would probably want her routine, but for Faith, it's like a level 8 routine. We talked about this on the floor at state meet this weekend. Anna, our coaches, and some others are saying, when you mount and you get up and you're Faith Torres, and everyone knows Faith Torres' ability, standing full, which props to Ellie Mayer. She did a standing full at state. I don't know if you caught the video, but Ellie Mayer makes another standing full for Legacy Elite at state meet in Illinois. But anyway, Faith does standing full, double back, God knows, 50,000 skills, front tuck, all kinds of stuff. She mounts and does a wolf jump. We've talked about it. Huge wolf jump. I mean, it's 50 miles above the beam. Her aerial layout step out looks like she's doing a cartwheel back handspring. That's how easy it is for her. And then she does a cartwheel gainer full off the side. Or back handspring gainer full off the side. Whichever one it is. For her, a piece of cake. But 9.975. Again, why is this a 9.975?
I don't know.
Like, what do they have against Faith getting a 10? Is this going to be another thing, like a queue where you get 9.975s all the time, all the time? You never get a 10 just because they got to give it to Jordan Bowers. I don't know why she keeps getting 9.975s because I feel like it's always a 9.975 on beam for Faith, but I also feel like the routine is way too easy for her. But again, that's why she gets 9.975s because it's so clean and perfect. Shania Adams, I'm not 100% sure how she didn't fall off on the beginning of her beam routine with her wolf.
Because she's Shania Adams and she doesn't let wolf turns bother her.
But she saved that really, really well. And then the rest of the routine, gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Shania is awesome.
Don't you remember that last one that she saved? This one was just nothing. I felt like this one was like a walk in the park.
Park compared to the last one. Yes, you're right. When she had to use her heel or foot, like it was weird. Like
her like knee. She like had to put her knee into it.
Yeah. So, but beautiful routine. Other than that, and that wasn't even that bad. But you could tell she was slightly off, and she fixed it very quickly. That was probably the 10th because everything else was gorgeous. Maddie Willagora, another 9.9 on balance beam. Very nice beam routine. A 9.9 for her. Caitlin Ewald, 9.875 on balance beam. I'm still like we've learned why she's doing one arm back handspring, back handspring. Apparently, there has been some type of issue with some fear or something creeped into balance beam this year, and so she's had to make some changes to her beam routine. That's what the commentator said. So she's doing a one arm back handspring, back handspring, which is cool, and it is a flight series that gets credit in level 10. It doesn't get bonus, so I don't know if it gets bonus in college or not, but she does have a very nice standing layout step out as well. So but 9.875 for her. Then Kennedy Griffin, She did a balance beam in this meet. And again, another event that I don't know if she's done this year, if I've paid attention to it. I feel like she's just done floor all year. And then all of a sudden, meet before SECs, and we are doing the all-around. So I don't know. Not quite, but she's not on bars. But even though her bars is probably her best, one of her best events. Big Tkachev Bale, by the way. But anyway, moving forward. 9-8 on balance beam. A very nice balance beam routine for her. She had a very nice kickover back handspring, but I put question marks in my notes. Connected, not connected, question mark. I don't know. It was kind of a little bit pausey, but, you know, they gave her credit, and 9-8 on our lineup, but the rest of her team is super strong, and it's great to see her in three events. She's doing the job for Missouri for sure. 49-4-5 on balance beam. And then we move over to floor. And of course, the perfect 10 of 9.975 of Faith Torres. That should have been a perfect 10. I'm not really sure why it wasn't. Beautiful double layout, very strong front to double back that I swear to God she sticks cold and never lunges every single meet. It's so easy for her. Another routine that's easy for her, but that's big difficulty for college. So we're not going to see a layout full out or a double-double laid out or anything like that. So Kennedy on floor, super strong front to double tuck. Hopefully she does a double layout in her college career, because she can do them. But 9.925, another great routine. And that floor lineup, wow, they are good. They are good. Strong floor team for Missouri. Maddie, 9.875 on floor. Again, we talked about the front layout double full. Absolutely beautiful. And then a very, very nice 1.5 front layout. She's being very smart with her gymnastics, being that she's, you know, a mom, or, you know, in terms of gymnastics, a grandma, because, you know, she's been there forever doing gymnastics forever. So, but, you know, very nice floor routine. Allie Morgan, 9.875. Very, very nice routine for Allie. Her routine, you talk about Jordan being fast. I feel like that routine is also very quick. Mm. Like, it feels like it's done very fast too. That would be Allie Morgan's routine. But yeah, she has a gorgeous double back, and she does a beautiful layout front full as the last pass. I just felt that routine was also one of those that are kind of quick to finish as well. But, and then Madison Green, Polly, 9.875 on floor. Her double back, I don't know if you happen to catch her routine, her double back is literally her plus half of her above her teammates standing there cheering for her.
That's fantastic.
That double back is so high. It's huge. But Polly's always been good on floor. She used to do full ins. But when you double back, last pass is worth the same as a full in first pass. Then you do a beautiful layout, Rudy. Why do a full in? Even though she should.
True.
But, and I'm sure her coach, Jason, would want her to. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yes. But I just, the double back, the height is so impressive on that double tuck. It's just huge. 9.875, Polly on floor, to making our lineup here again for the second time. 49.525 for us on floor, giving us a 197.35. And we drop it because we don't need it. It's too low.
So it's too low.
NQS doesn't change. It's still a 197.905. But we are still in fourth. However, we are exactly tied with Florida heading into conference championships.
Well, then.
Yes. So, week 12, we will be checking out the Big Ten. Kim will be live from the Big Ten. Not necessarily live. Well, she will be, because I'm sure she'll be doing some social media things while she's there as well. But she'll be taking pictures and posting some stuff, hopefully. But she will be at Big Ten's. And then we will have action from MAC championships as well. So Big Ten and MAC will fulfill our lineup. But we will be talking about our other alums in different conferences, especially if they place high and or our seniors for sure. We'll get them in there as well. But Big Ten and the MAC championships, since that's our main focus pretty much most of the time, we'll stick to that. And plus, Kim will be there. And I was hoping to be at MAC championships, but I will be at level 7-8 state. All right. So we're going to wrap up the podcast with our best five of the week. And our best stick of the week comes from?
That comes from Meredith Donovan, off balance beam from Yale.
She did an exhibition routine, but a stuck the dismount.
But it was a beautifully stuck landing, and it was gorgeous.
And so Meredith Donovan gets our best stick. Best handstand on bars. We have two.
We have two, and mine is Shania Adams because, boom, girl hit those handstands like it was her job.
It was gorgeous. And on senior night, Avery Balzer from Rutgers also had some very nice handstands on bars. She tends to have very nice bars as well.
She does. Mentioned.
Best performance, we have a trio.
We do have a trio. Faith Torres on floor, because she should have gotten a 10, but that 9.975.
Perfect 9.975. Perfect. Mia Towns, 100%, going for the Yurchenko 1.5 on your senior night. 9.925, girl, that's awesome, and I hope we see that at Big Tens next week.
And Gabby Wilson, because let me tell you, anytime she touches the floor, it should be a 10, because her routine lives rent-free in my brain, always.
That is usually in every podcast, so yes, yeah. That's, you know, we don't have very many left for that to happen in, so...
I'll probably work it in somehow next year, just like yes, Anastasia well, Webb gets worked Anastasia in. Don't worry. Webb. Yeah, don't worry.
They're those athletes that just get worked in every podcast. Yep. Best at the college post routine celebration. We're going to be honest. We really didn't have very many to choose from or saw this week. I'm not sure if we just weren't on top of it, but I'm going to say Sophia Paris, and I'm going to tell you why. She finishes her dismount and she puts her arms up for the, you know, the stick and stay, the stay part. And she starts having a conversation with whoever is standing by holding the mat or her teammates. She's just verbalizing things. I don't know if she's counting to her saying 1, 2, 3, or she's talking to her teammates, but it looks like she's having a full on conversation with who's ever standing in front of that camera or behind the camera. Cause it wasn't obviously their camera. It was the camera of the crew that did the Big Ten Network, but she's just talking to them. So we're going to say our best routine celebration is the conversation Sophia Paris had with her teammates. Awesome.
Absolutely.
And then our best college stick, stay, and salute. We're going to take away the stick and stay part of this week because we got a college archback salute from one of our alums this week, and that would be from...
Shania Adams. We're taking it old school. We're going back to the original... college salute today, and Shania Adams, that's all you, girl.
Beautiful bar routine, giant full double tuck, her feet slide for sure, 100%. I'm not sure if she held anything, but nope. She did that back arch, head back salute that we loved and we didn't see very much of, but we did today or this week. And Shania Adams, congratulations. Thank you for bringing the college salute back.
Oh my God, speaking so of college awesome. Salute, side note, did you see the picture of Andy Lee of her stick stay college salute from like a couple weeks ago? Her head is literally on her butt.
So basically we need to cover Andy more so we can get this. So we have to check out Pac-12s next week. The last Pac-12s, by the way, the very last Pac-12s ever.
Here. No, look.
Yes, that is what we need right there. Yes.
That is like that is literally the salute.
The salute. Yes. We'll have to share that on our social to reference our podcast this week. So, to remind everyone what we were talking about on this, but sad next week Pac-12s for no more. Last Pac-12 championship. Who will win the last Pac-12 championship? Very interesting.
That's crazy.
We'll find out.
We will find out. We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is, so please rate and review us on Apple or wherever you listen to the R5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at R5College_podcast on Instagram and YouTube. We post extra R5 alum content on these channels all season long. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with all of our R5 alums all season long.
Thanks again for joining us for our Week 11 recap. Ladies and gentlemen, next week will be our 100th episode of the College Salute. Kim and I have been doing this for 100 episodes, and hopefully... these last episodes, these last years have been better than the first because God knows. Don't want to go back to those. But next week, number 100. So definitely check that out. And we do have a special guest who will be joining us to talk all about SEC championships and some more details on top of that. You'll have to wait, though, to next week to find out who that is. So please come back next week and you'll figure out and find out who our fun guest will be. Who will win conference titles? What teams will surprise in week 12? It's conference time. Talk to you next week for more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
Ah, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.